Hello, welcome to the weekly devotional reading from Practical Christianity Foundation. You may subscribe at our website, pcfbooks.com, to receive the weekly devotional reading at your inbox every Sunday morning. Here is this week's devotional reading.
This week's devotional reading is from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 13 through 15. James 1, 13 through 15. This is the word of God. May the Spirit of truth give us wisdom and insight to receive what has been conveyed through His word by His inspiration. Verses 13, 14, and 15. Let no one say when he is tempted, "I am being tempted by God." For God cannot be tempted by evil, and He Himself does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. James acknowledges that Christians continue to struggle with the reality of a persistent sin nature at work in the flesh. But the sin nature should not be given power to prevail over the new man. Taking ease to sin is not an option for the Christian. God does not employ our natural inclinations to allow us to excel in sin. God does not subject anyone to sin's dominance. God is neither tempted nor tempts anyone with sin. The blame for the Christian's inability to cope with trials and with sin's corrupt influence does not fall on God. God has given in Jesus Christ the resources necessary to overcome sin's influence, the indwelling Holy Spirit, the living Word, a life of prayer, a journey of faith, and a community of believers. But evil temptations ensnare believers from within. Temptations come upon believers when the struggling Christian subjects one's desire to sinful influences. In other words, Christians are tempted when one's will favors the old nature at the expense of the new man's loving obedience to our Redeemer. James explains further that when the desire of the flesh succeeds at committing the will to sin's allurements, the heart is subjected to disobedience. Such behavioral corruption nurtures sin and continues to spawn more corruption in the believer's life. James warns Christians that if sin remains unchecked and its evil ways are left unconfronted, it will blossom into serious consequences leading to a debilitating spiritual anguish, from lust to sin to death. Therefore, let the struggling Christian pray for wisdom and deal with sin by the power of God's living word. The truth shall set the sinner free. The passage before us focuses on yet another aspect of the Christian pilgrimage that is equally treacherous to the faith journey as trials, lack of wisdom, and double-mindedness. James firmly warns us of the pitfalls of our own sin nature, which continues to war with the new man in us born in Jesus Christ. When we favorably accommodate the sinful ways of the sin nature, our behavior contradicts the godly precepts written in our redeemed hearts. For all intents and purposes, we either disremember or perhaps disregard that we are given a new life in Christ, have our transgressions forgiven, and have been ushered into God's kingdom. We confuse our new identity in Christ, viewing ourselves with a low self-esteem or with prideful contempt. We slip into denial and feel either too low to rejoice in our redemption or too good to have the need for redemption. When we find ourselves in a quandary that grips the fervor of our human nature, we often accuse God for allegedly failing to guide us or to remove the temptation or even to keep us from being tested and tried altogether. However, James sternly reminds us that our troubles are conceived in the corrupt desires of our own sinful passion, propelling our blossoming sinful behavior to a festering chronic spiritual ulcer. Christians who live on the treacherous edge of the fence between the new and the natural shall certainly suffer anguish and failure at every turn, because every occasion of a sinful accommodation of our lustful drive is actually a contemptuous resistance against the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit in our redeemed hearts. James urges us to reject such a carnal existence and turn to God, who continues to work in us with His all-sufficient grace. He calls us to heed His living word, listen to the voice of His Spirit, receive wisdom, and live in His peace and rest. The Word of God is the only sort of truth by which we can effectively ward off evil. That is what Jesus did when He faced Satan, the tempter. That is what we ought to do as His followers. Wisdom from God through the Word of God.
Leading to a quiet place of rest. Now I fall upon Your mercy. I need Your love, I need Your grace. Teach me what is right and what is best. Let me never walk alone, but guide me to Your throne. Let me stay in this quiet place where no doubt and fear can enter. I am longing to see His face, but my heart won't surrender.
Surrender.